the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik wa astashfi'u bika ila nafsik wa as'aluka bijudika an tudniyani min qurbik وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا.
Brothers and sisters, we reached this part of the supplication. And Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَسْأَلُكَ بِجُودِكَ أَن تُدْنِيَنِي مِنْ قُرْبِكَ. And I ask you through your munificence to bring me nearer to your mercy. وَأَن تُوزِعَنِي شُكْرَكَ. And to bless me with gratitude to you. وَأَن تُلْهِمَنِي ذِكْرَكَ. And to inspire me with your remembrance. Now, in these divine phrases, the commander of the believers, alayhi salam, asks Allah three positions which belong to his devoted servants. The positions of nearness, gratitude, and remembrance. So, Imam Ali alayhi salam had already asked the Almighty Allah to be near to him through his remembrance. Allahumma inni ataqarrabu ilayka bidhikrik. So, in this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam is asking the Almighty Allah these positions. One of them is remembrance. Obtaining these three positions is undoubtedly not possible but through Almighty Allah's benevolence and His mercy. So, if He subhanahu wa ta'ala does not provide benefits and interests to gain to his devotee servants and means for gaining these heavenly positions and help him not in eliminating dark veils and reaching light ones, the servant would not be able to reach these positions. And that is why the supplicant asks his munificence and his mercy so that these attributes of Allah would be apprehended in his life in order to help him reach heavenly positions. So that's why Imam alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, is asking these three divine positions belonging to his devoted servants through munificence and mercy of the Almighty Allah. For understanding just this small aspect of Almighty Allah's munificence and mercy and their effect on human life, it is deserved to have a look at some phrases from the valuable Arafah supplication of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And I assume we will understand that by resorting to Almighty Allah's mercy and ignoring any other worldly sources, we can gain spiritual positions if we are sincere in our intentions.
Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances. Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme, and who supplicates his knees to you, and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in one part of Arafah's application, says, فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَالشُّكْرُ يَمَنْ أَقَالَ عَثْرَتِي. Therefore, praise is for thee, and also gratitude, O he who overlooked my lapses, وَنَفَّسَ كُرْبَتِي, and relieved me from anxiety and grief. Imam continues, you are the one who answered to my call, covered up my shortcomings, exempted me from the consequences of my wrongdoing. You are the one that let me have that which I asked for, and helped me to get the better of my adversary. And how many of the bounties, favors, and blessings I asked for and got cannot be counted. O my Lord Master, Thou it is who bestowed benefits, and overwhelmed with bounties, granted favors, and treated with kindness, gave more and more, brought to fullness, and made available means of sustenance, and rendered things and events convenient and useful to me. It is in this very part that Imam alayhi salam says, أنت الذي أنعمت, أنت الذي أحسنت, أنت الذي أجملت, أنت الذي أفضلت, أنت الذي أكملت, وأنت الذي رزقت. And this continues. You are the one who relieved me. You are the one who gave me strength and influence. You are the one who allowed me to take refuge in thy sanctuary. You are the one who arranged supplies adequate to my wants. You are the one who showed the right path. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ دَائِمًا وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ وَاصِبًا أَبَدًا. At the end, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, Thou gives blessings and high rewards, so praise is for thee forever. Thanks are for thee in unbroken succession till eternity. These are the kinds of words and phrases coming out of the mouth of an infallible that has truly understood the true meaning of munificence and mercy of the Almighty Allah. These are from this kind of perspective. We'll talk about this more in the next program, inshallah. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, God.
need you by my side.